Using visual supports in the classroom has many benefits for all children. Visuals can support children by helping them to predict what is happening next in their day, helping children to make connections with what they are told verbally, helping to remind children of the steps to directions, such as washing their hands, and overall can help to reduce challenging behavior by helping children know what to expect in different situations. As adults, we use visual supports every day. Think about going into a new building for the first time. You look for visuals to tell you where to go, a sign that tells you which direction to go with a specific room name or number on it, signs to tell you where to go for the bathroom, vending machines, stairs, or elevator. When you are driving, there are visuals that tell you what to expect along the road, such as a stop sign coming up, or that there is a curve in the road ahead. Visuals are all around us in our daily lives, and they help us to prepare for what to expect. Visuals can be used the same way with young children in the classroom. Some children struggle with behavior when they do not know what to expect. They may become frustrated and act out during transitions. We can set up a visual schedule that tells children what will be happening during the day to help to reduce this anxiety. When we set the visual schedule up, we can be mindful of creating it so that when an activity is over, children can help to remove the item or turn the item over on the schedule to show that it is done. This can help children to visually see what is left to do for the day. It is not enough to just have the schedule posted. We want to refer to it throughout the day and talk about what has already happened and what will happen next. When you think about your life as an adult, you may create lists of things to do or things that you need to get from the store. You use that list as a reminder of what you still need to do, and you cross things off when you have accomplished the task or picked up the item. Then you can easily see what you still have left to do. This is what the visual schedule can do for children. Help them to see what they still need to do during the day. With some children, a daily schedule posted in the classroom is enough to help guide them when it is referred to throughout the day. Some children may benefit from using an individual schedule that breaks down different parts of the day. You may create an individual schedule for a child that has all of the activities in large group pictured. The child can then move the pictures to a folder that says done, move it to a list that says done, or even put a check mark next to the item that indicates that the activity is finished. Not all children will need this much support for an activity, but it is a strategy that can really benefit the children who do need the additional support. Visuals can also be used to help children throughout other times of the day. We know that giving children choices can help to reduce power struggles in the classroom, especially when we give two options to the child and we are okay with either choice. This gives the child some control over what is happening. For example, when we ask a child, "Do you want to wash your hands at the sink in here or at the bathroom sink?" Here, the child is washing their hands either way, but they get to choose where to do so. When we offer these choices, some children will be okay with making the choice after hearing it, and other children may need this paired with a visual. Adding a visual will help children make connections to the spoken word and provides a reference as the child is processing the words. Whereas pictures are great visuals to have to support children throughout the day, it is possible that pictures may be too abstract for some children. If this is the case, try a visual schedule with real objects to let children know the times of the day. You might use a book to represent story time, a shovel to represent outside time, and a favorite toy to represent choice time. There can be a basket set aside for these items to be placed in once the activity is over. When you give choices to a child, you may need to use real objects. If you are helping a child choose between the block area and the dramatic play area, you may use a wooden block and a doll for the child to see to help them make that choice. This helps to make a more concrete connection for the child. When we pair visuals with directions, we help children to understand what we are saying quicker than with words alone. Children need processing time to understand verbal directions. When children hear a sentence, they process each word separately as they try to make meaning of what is said. When we add visuals, children are easier able to make meaning of what is asked of them. One of the nice things to keep in mind with visuals is they do not disappear like words do. The children can easily look back at the visual as a reminder of what was said to them or asked of them. This helps children to become more independent with their routines, as well as decrease confusion about what is expected, and can help to reduce challenging behavior that comes with not understanding what to do.